Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker, and it's day 7 of my 500 Days Happier journey. Today's about giving it more. I have to admit, I could be giving this more effort. Maybe effort's the wrong word. Intent? I'm not really sure. Let's start by taking a moment to appreciate life's little things. And by the way, I'm going to start doing these little things by their total number and not just the 1, 2, 3, 4 per day. Little thing number 25, the cold side of a pillow. Number 26, the feeling of being paused in time or in another dimension when you step outside early in the morning to a quiet, untouched snowfall. Number 27, the warmth of a fresh mug of coffee. Number 28, cushion money. I don't care who you are, what your current situation is financially, you find a penny or a dime. I was digging under the couch the other day and I found literally a torn half of a dollar bill. It's worth absolutely nothing, but in that moment I was just so happy about it. I was like, oh, I found half a dollar bill. Can't do anything with it, but it still felt good anyway. So I listened to a podcast episode the other day. It's an old favorite show of mine. It's called Hidden Brain. The episode is called Where Gratitude Gets You. It's an older one. It was from November. But it was oddly serendipitous, considering this journey I'm on right now. The episode, it was largely focused around ideas of self-control, goal setting, accomplishment, and other mental gymnastics that we put ourselves through on a daily basis, but most often fail to perform. Not only that, but the types of mental and eventual physical stress we create for ourselves out of these self-imposed expectations. Now, this is sort of an aside, but one I think a lot about. How many people do you know that chastise themselves for not being productive when there's no requirement to be so? We live in a society that so values productivity over health and happiness that we can't accept that time is ours, that life is ours, and that doing anything for ourselves is not just selfish, but somehow a waste of the time that you do have. That seems ridiculous. You choose to relax on a Saturday morning. How dare you? You could have been creating one of society's most cherished pieces of art, and you were on the couch. What's ultimately tragic in this approach is our motivations for being productive aren't just rooted in self-value or societal value, but in the pursuit of happiness. The very term itself implies that happiness is a chase. The American dream isn't about being happy, it's about working hard enough to become happy. It's about earning it. I think that's ludicrous. Happiness isn't a goalpost to be reached. It's a way of reaching your goalpost. Actually, you know, get rid of the goalpost altogether. Who said that life is about winning anything? Happiness is living. We just need to reframe our definition of what life means, what living means. We all end up in the same place anyway, right? At least I think that's all true. It's taken me 28 years to see that. Yet, what's funny is that kids all understand this naturally. We all know this at some point in our lives, we just forget. Okay. Anyway, back to that podcast I was mentioning. One of the segments that surprised me most was gratitude's role in delaying gratification. It sounds silly. Gratification is the fulfilling of something, right? Gratitude is the recognition of it. In short, studies have found that if individuals can allow themselves intentionally or even be induced into feeling gratitude in the moment, their brain's computation of value changes. Being more grateful for what you have now makes it easier to resist immediate gratification and to amplify the value of a future goal or reward. This is in part what's behind these stories of paying it forward, Any economist probably wants to pull their hair out when they see these stories about 200 cars in a row paying for each other's meals in a drive-thru. Why would you not just accept your gain of not having to pay? You're ahead. Why then spend money on the person behind you? We actually see this all the time in life, not just with money, but time and energy as well. There are a bunch of ways you can connect this to our evolution as a species and to the roots of our development of culture. I'm not going to get into that today, but at some point, I'm going to have to. Bottom line is this. Research has found that just expressing gratitude, an act that takes no effort, but instead just an ounce of mindfulness, increases the likelihood that individuals will exercise. Another act of accepting an immediate cost for future gain decreases illness, increases relationship quality, reduces stress, and a whole other host of positive outcomes. Gratitude's like a booster shot for stress reduction and gains in happiness and instantaneous satisfaction. It doesn't do anything to reduce the work of a task, but instead makes you better able to achieve it or even just enjoy it. A lot of this connects to meditation and Buddhist monks and tons of other research. I'm going to come back to that at some other time. Today, though, I'm planning to tackle one of the five ways to live a regret-free life, and that's to stay in touch with friends. More so, get in touch with friends. I'm really bad at that. Personally, I can't fathom why anyone would want to stay in touch with me, be my friend. So I get caught up in my own ish and get kind of closed off. But today seems like a good day for reaching out. Back tomorrow. Take care.